This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. As the city braces for the inauguration next week and the potential for more violent protests, social services groups are struggling to keep vulnerable residents safe. WAMU's Michaela LaFrac joins me to discuss the challenges unhoused people in D.C. are facing. Hi there, Michaela.
Hey, Jonathan.
So there is an inauguration in D.C. every 4 years, as everybody knows, but security around this one is different. Michaela, what does it look like in downtown D.C. right now?
Well, there are concrete barriers blocking off many downtown streets, and Metro has already closed some of its busiest stations. There's also fencing going up around the Capitol Building, Constitution Avenue, the White House, and the National Mall is closed through Thursday. So it's a very different scene than what you would normally see down there. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has also urged people not to come to the downtown central business area at all over the next few days. The thing is, these areas are where a lot of people experiencing homelessness congregate or sleep.
So is there a possibility that those people will be forced to relocate prior to the inauguration?
Yes, it's a possibility, but it's one that city officials and advocates are trying to facilitate as smoothly as possible. Secret Service is in charge of maintaining the security perimeter, so they would be the ones that are potentially removing people or taking down encampments. But I spoke to outreach workers from about a half a dozen organizations who say they're working double time right now to try to connect with people on the streets and either encourage them to go to a shelter or relocate voluntarily so that, you know, a incident that could include violence doesn't pop up or occur.
So there are a number of churches, of course, and other social services organizations that are within that downtown security perimeter. Will the inauguration affect their ability to serve the most vulnerable people?
Yes, it sounds like it definitely will. A lot of organizations that provide daily meals to people are shutting down for part of next week. For one, the downtown D.C. Business Improvement District has this aid center on New York Avenue, and they typically serve up to 200 people a day, but the bid's President Neil Albert told me that he recently made the call to close the center Monday through Wednesday. So instead, they're planning to provide people with enough food supplies on Sunday to last for up to 3 days. And this is a strategy that a lot of different organizations are going to be taking. This actually marks the first time in the center's history, he said, that it won't provide food services during an inauguration. Bread for the City is also going to close both of its locations Monday through Wednesday, which means that its free food delivery, COVID-19 testing, and its flu shots program will be unavailable.
Michaela, this is making me wonder. I mean, we are in the middle of winter, and it is, of course, the middle of a global pandemic. What about just shelter space? Are there enough beds for people who need them, especially this week?
That is the good news, if we can call it that. There are enough beds for people who need them. Laura Zeilinger with the city's Department of Human Services told me today that there's enough shelter space in the city to accommodate anyone who needs a bed. That's in part due to the city's decision to expand its shelter offerings earlier in the year due to the pandemic, as you mentioned, and just this general need for more beds during the winter when people could get hypothermia. And as she puts it, the inauguration and the protests are things that D.C. residents, you know, we're used to. We prepare for them. But right now we're just experiencing one emergency after another. And she also urged anyone who sees a person who appears to need help to call 311. That's where you can report the case to the city's homeless services hotline.
All right. That is WAMU's Michaela LaFrac talking to us about the most vulnerable people and the challenges that they'll be facing this inauguration week in D.C. Thanks, Michaela.
Thank you, Jonathan.